Expo Bomb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff!
Voices and voices, the tremble of cold, the feminine of this soul, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
There is no truth, there is only mayhem. Behind the mayhem is the chaos, and where the chaos runs, the doggies trickle and tickle and kittle themselves a fudge.
Look, a squirrel!
No, I'm not falling for that. I am not going to go... Oh, he's got my nuts.
He's got your nuts?
Yeah, apparently he's got my nuts.
No!
Oh, and apparently a doggy just trickled down EW's leg.
Oh. EW, go wash your leg.
I have to stand up now. I'm going to dance. Dance done.
Dance done?
Dance done. There will be no more dancing anymore. That was the final dance of the entire world. Nobody anymore.
But I like dancing.
That is unfortunate. You are now done. I have officially declared dancing is finished. No more dancing. Now, there will be zombie Zoxtrats.
I'm going to have to disobey you and dance anyway.
You know what happens if you disobey the zombie, right?
I got duct tape, don't worry.
It doesn't work as well as you think it does. Doesn't work as well as you think it does. By the way, take some duct tape that's about 3 years old. Try using that. It's not so good.
Why?
Because the glue becomes not so sticky as it used to be. It turns into this fine, disgusting yellow dust that really reeks of old and fuzzy, and it's really not a pleasant smell. It's like elephant urine that has probably been marinated with bananas, and I can't give it any other more of a disgusting flavor.
Why
picture
are you
than that.
Smelling elephant urine in the first place?
No comment.
Can't Why you. Are you smelling elephant urine in the first place?
What do you mean? You haven't smelled elephant urine before?
No.
What the hell's wrong with you? Don't you live in the middle
the
of the U.S.?
That I'm normal and don't smell elephant urine?
Don't you live in the middle of the U.S.?
No, I live on the edge.
No. You live in mid-U.S. You live in Wisconsin? Michigan?
No.
That sort of part of the world?
But I'm on the edge of the U.S.
It's all the same. U.S., Canada,
Canada.
Elephant urine. It's everywhere. You don't know it. You're treading and walking along the world. Do-do-do-do-do. I'm walking. I'm just walking along my way. I'm walking. I'm walking. Oh, elephant urine. Oh, lovely. Moving on. I'm walking. I'm walking. I'm walking along the world. Woo! So, have you seen the trailer for World War Z?
I have not.
What's wrong with you? It's free. You can go online and watch it. Watch it right now. Do it. No, I'm talking.
You'd hear it.
What? Turn the volume down. You don't have to listen to the volume because the volume is going to be stupid anyways. It's just musical background stuff. Watch it. Watch it now. Turn the volume down.
Okay, just for you.
Go now. Now. Everybody else in the chat room who has not heard it, seen it yet, go.
Is it on YouTube?
It. Yes, it's on YouTube.
Okay.
And if you find the wrong version, World War Z, or as we in Canada say, World War Z, which is the Queen's proper English to pronounce and the enunciated incorrectly. Because, you know, Z is not actually the right way to pronounce the last letter of the alphabet. The proper way to pronounce it, as our good friend Goat Boy would say, is Z. It is the letter Z. World War Z.
Okay,
yes, Gregory.
Playing.
We are consuming the bandwidth of the YouTube's triffles. Not the truffles, the triffles.
Wait, is that Brad Pitt in this movie?
Brad Pitt is in this movie. And I'm surprised that, because I know you like him.
He's gorgeous.
I got nothing to say on that. He's not my cup of tea. nor is he my cup of coffee.
I don't drink coffee. Don't even bring up the coffee.
I don't bring either of them up, nor am I going to actually say much of anything about either of them. They are not my beverage of choice. I do not drink them. They do not drink me. They are not in my bottle, nor do they come out of my bottle afterwards.
You'd rather brains.
And the Coca-Cola. I am good at that. However, while you are watching that... Yes, Gregory, that is unfortunate that you have a dial-up connection equivalent, because... You're at work, man.
Wait a minute. There's someone around that still has dial-up?
No, he has the equivalent of dial-up. It's probably low bandwidth because he's in a business. He's working. He's at work. Leave the guy alone. He's at work, man. He's enjoying our beautiful voice.
I was like, what is this dial-up you speak of?
I did actually, up until last year, know somebody who's still using dial-up. I was a little freaked out by it. It's like, whoa, dude. No wonder you keep dropping out of our chats. You're using dial-up. Dude. Seriously? Nobody does that anymore. Wait. I lied. Some people do that. Not me, though. Ooh. Okay. Yes, it was Pete, Greg. That's why it was funny. Hey, look, TJ joined us, too. Yahoo! Oh, look, we got Alan, we got Wolfie, we got Gregory, we got Matthew, and we got Jack. Jack is back.
Hi, Jack.
So, did you watch the trailer yet? Are you on the same page yet? Have you seen it yet?
I've seen the trailer.
Okay. So what do you think of the zombies?
There's zombies pouring out of a wall?
Up a wall. Like a bunch
of
little...
It looked like they were falling down, so...
Well, yeah. They're all falling down over themselves, and they're piling. Like an onrushing snake of insects or whatever, moving towards whatever common goody that they're trying to get, which in their case is... humans. I don't know. I'm conflicted about it. The World War Z is a great book, written by Max Brooks. Awesome book. Also did the Zombie Survival Guide. Cool book. I like that one a lot. But then this movie, I have to say, it's looking at a little couple of bits and seeing other people's comments on it, it's like, it's just based loosely on the book, which, realistically speaking, that's okay. I don't mind the fact that they're going to reinterpret, reimage, regurgitate, or whatever the movie script from the book, and it's not going to be 100%. I'm good with that. I'm okay. But the zombies, they're just bugging me. I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to like that or not. I got to wait until I see the movie. But that video trailer kind of makes me not so much interested in watching it because of that.
Really?
It's such a short shot. It's like... why are they like that? So it's like, you thought 28 days later zombies, not quite real zombies, but rage-infected individuals rather than actual zombies, they were fast, right? You thought they were fast, because they were. They were fast. They ran after people and went, ah! They were fast. These mofo zombies in World War Z, they're like super fast. Oh my god, we can't run! Whoa, where'd they go? I don't know. Some kind of little... I don't know. Greg, everybody's co-workers are infected. Infected with disgusting things. Oh, what's Matthew saying? Trailer showed more people causing disasters than zombies. Of course! This is why the apocalypse is going to be such a hoot. You got that, Jazzy? It's going to be a hoot.
It's going to be a hoot.
Do you know why? Because brothers are going to kill brother in the streets and they're going to not work it out because the zombies are coming out and people are going to be, oh shit, we're leaving. And they're going to be working their hardest ass to get away from the zombies rather than actually helping their brothers and sisters. See, this is the problem. This is why I think that the apocalypse is going to be more about the lack of humanity in humanity rather than the zombie onset.
I don't know.
TJ, I think it's a little too strong. I don't know yet. TJ is saying if it's not like the book, then it's going to suck. Like I said, they could make a good version of the movie based loosely on. But from what I've seen from the trailers, I don't know. It just looks wrong. I have to wait and see. deep. Yes, Jack, I'm going deep. I'm going into all this deep. I don't know. I've been philosophizing for the last couple of months.
Gregory, can we not have deep fried zombie? That might be really stinky.
Oh, it'd be very tasty. Crunchy.
All the rotting flesh.
Crunchy.
But all the rotting flesh just.
But
ugh.
Crunchy. Crunchy munchies? Mm. Yum. Grovers say good. Goblins say good. Gremlins? Gremlins are good deep fried too. Everything good deep fried is, yes. Yes, 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 yes.
No.
Yes?
No.
You can't tell me a single thing that is not good deep fried. I will draw the line at pickles. I really will draw the line at pickles
God,
deep fried.
Oh my God, no.
Oh yeah,
deep fried pickles are the best thing ever.
The disgustomatic, that's what pickles,
do you
pickles
like
just
pickles
pure
at
pickles.
All?
No, I can't stand them.
Okay, see, that's your first problem, is you don't like pickles at
all.
No,
do you know what they smell like to me?
Deliciousness.
No, they smell like elephant urine that's been mixed with rose blood. Mm-hmm. It's just disgusting.
What?
Yes.
You're sick.
It has been said a few times before. I'm sick, and I like it. Boo!
Oh
dude,
God.
Jack, that's disgusting. Deep fried mustard pieces? I'm twitching on that.
Deep fried mustard pickles.
I don't know if he's saying pickles or pieces or it doesn't matter. It's mustard. Mustard, period, is disgusting. Bah!
No, you get deep fried pickles and you dip them in ranch.
Ugh, ranch. Disgusting, too. You know what's tasty, though?
What?
Cookies!
How about deep-fried cookies?
I could eat those. One of my favorite food groups is onion rings.
Ooh, I had some really good onion rings yesterday.
Well, the other day, there's a local place around here. They have the distinction of being quite proud of the fact that they are the worst place in the city to eat from, health-wise. They have a burger that they call the colostomy burger. It's a couple of patties, about 8 pieces of bacon, 3 or 4 pieces of cheese, a scrambled egg or two, and then whatever the hell else you want to throw on it as well. Huge burger, but so tasty. And their onion rings, they're huge, bro. Huge and tasty. So, I'm going to be random tonight. If I've not already expressed my complete randomness as it is yet.
You're just now announcing that you're going to be random?
Yes.
Haven't we already been random?
Yes. Hence the point about the complete already obviousness of the statement therein and thereof. I. Every once in a while, I do like to belabor the point. I like to throw big words out there because I love big words. Big words
no
make
big
me happy.
Words.
They make me dance.
No big words.
Oh, then I'm going to do math.
Oh.
5 and 5 and 5 is how much? 15. Touch that duck. Oh, hey. Oh, hey. Oh, ho, oh. Scrabble? Yeah, I'm actually pretty good at Scrabble, Jack. Don't play Scrabble. Oh, and another thing. The Balderdash. That's another one, too. I know
Balderdash
all the words.
Is so fun.
Yeah, but you don't want to play with me on that one.
Why? You make up stuff.
Precisely.
That's the fun of it.
Precisely. Do you know what a flux capacitor is?
It's in the DeLorean to make you go back in time.
No. See, that's what Hollywood has co-opted to make on that. There is actually a real product called the flux capacitor.
Oh?
Yeah, what it is inside your stomach when you have that bypass operation thingy, and they have to actually cut out parts of your intestines and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know what happens? You know you got like miles and miles of intestines in there. It's like string, pull. It's like, where do we stop? I don't know. Stop at the button, the red line, go clit. So what they do is when they've pulled out a whole bunch of the intestines, they go cut and cut because it's damaged stuff, so they have to fix it. So they have this little medical device they put inside you called a flux capacitor. So they connect the two pieces of your intestines so that that little piece of equipment simulates those couple hundred feet of intestines that have been destroyed that they pulled out.
If you say so.
Of course I say so. Look it up. Google it.
Nah. Fighting with Google right now. In other words, I'm too lazy to...
I'm seeing how many people actually Googled it.
I like how EW is like, I call BS.
Well, those are my initials. And I love how Gregory actually looked it up and couldn't find it. Telling you, man, I'm good at Balderdash.
Poor Gregory.
Greg's a good guy.
Sorry, we have a crazy co-host today.
Give him a hammer. Give him a hammer.
Why?
Because he likes his hammer.
Do you want a hammer, Gregory?
Jack, there is no crowds in my brain. It's very quiet in there. It's the voices outside of my head that keep interrupting. Actually, of the people in the chat room, I've met Greg, and I've met other Greg. No, wait, that's only the one Greg. I've met that Greg before. I haven't met any of the other people in the chat room yet.
Wait, we have two Gregs in the chat room?
No, we only have the one Greg in there.
Oh, I was like, am I missing somebody?
No, no. We have a hidden Greg, but he's not there. I'm joking about that.
Uh-huh.
Because I just read a really good comic book today. I had to. It's one of my favorite characters.
What was it?
It's one of my favorite characters. I like him. Wolfie left a... Was it something you said?
I didn't say nothing. You said you read. Maybe she didn't like that you read something today.
Oh, well, good, great Guga Muga. Give Gregory the hammer. He's wanting the hammer. I'm not going any further on that. So I read a good comic book today.
I'm going to need some clarification as to the hammer story.
Nope. No, you don't. Put it this way. She was hot and she was redheaded.
What?
Enough said. That's all I'm saying about it all there.
Gregory just squeed.
Yes,
he
did.
And you said she was redheaded.
Yes, she was hot and she was redheaded. That's all you need to know about the hammer story. Bow, now, now, now. Bow, now. Bow, now. And moving on. So I read this really cool comic book today. They restarted recently a series called Evil Ernie. Evil.
No, not Ernie.
You don't even know who Ernie is.
No, I don't.
Okay. Think about it this way. They killed his ass. Killed it. And the rest of him too. Not just the one part of his body, but the whole person.
No.
So he was a bad person. Pushed into a life of not so good because his folks, they were not so good either. Very bad, mean people. So he went psycho, made a little bit of a pact with some kind of strange characters beyond the veil of life. And they came back and said, you know what? You gotta kill yourself 666 people that you choose. They're bad sinners. They all go to hell. Yep, 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 yep. And when you do, you getting some powers, yo. So, they did it.
That doesn't sound good.
Oh, no, no, no. It's fun. So, they put him in a chair and they fry him. Bing! And guess what? That just unleashes his power. So, he's now dead-ish. Thing, kind of, maybe, mostly, probably, yeah. And he has what's called Smiley the Psychotic Button. So you know the smiley buttons? Hey, look, that's a smiley happy face. Ooh. Remember those? You've seen those?
Oh, what?
Yeah. Okay, smiley buttons, you know?
Hey, Wolfie came back,
because I started talking about the smiley buttons.
Yep.
Happy smiley buttons to everyone. Whee! So, Smiley the Psychotic Button, who also had a comic book of his own for a little while, long time ago, bad story, bad trip, is an insane demon type kind of thing, and keeps telling Ernie, go kill them. Oh, yeah, go kill them too. And today's issue focused on him killing some people. It's really cool. One of my favorite artists does one of the covers, because it's also one of these, say, hey, there's more than one cover. Dan Barrington. I like his artwork. He's also done some of the Vampirella Red Room series, too, which also came out today, too. Yep. Oh! And the other one I read, because I only got the opportunity to read two before coming onto the show. I got a whole pile. I got about 10 of them there. Marvel Universe versus the Avengers. Jonathan Mayberry. We all know him, don't we? Yeah.
Sure.
You don't know him, do you?
Of course I know him.
He writes zombie books. And he writes for Marvel Comics. And he's on Facebook. He's a nice guy. I've met him. And he's going to be on the Weird Pig on Friday.
No way.
Yep. So, he's the writer of this comic book. This is the third series in the Versus series that he's been doing. And the premise is not quite zombie, but cannibals. So some kind of viral infectious thingy has gotten out into the world, and everybody who gets infected becomes cannibalistic humanoid, not quite underground dwellers, but very, very hungry. And it infects the superheroes. So the superheroes now are all really just going psycho and killing everybody and eating them. And pretty much the entire world is going to pot. So now in this series, it's focusing on Hawkeye, which I thought that was an odd choice of a character, but its story is panning out quite well on that. And Dr. Doom has just shown up to try to save the day. Dun, 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 dun! And man, is he ever... He's evil. But good evil!
Good evil. How is he good evil?
He's going to save the human race. Dun, 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 dun!
But if he's going to save the human race, how is that evil?
Do you know the story of Dr. Doom?
No.
The tyrant of Latveria? Well, basically speaking, he's very smart, very egotistical, very driven, very possessed by mad magics and technology, and has the absolute upper hand against everybody because he'll go in all kinds of realms, magic, science, everything else, and he's crazy, and he doesn't mind killing people. If he feels like it. And yes, he has time-traveling robots. And he generally talks to people through the robots because he doesn't want to be actually touching or around people because they're like, they've got cooties. So he usually has the robot duplicates around him, pretending to be him when they talk to people. But yeah, Doom is fun. Just reading what TJ said. Yep, something like that. It's part of my plan, you know. I'm planning on taking over the world. I hope everybody's happy about that and is willing
zombie
to join.
Zombie for president.
President? You think low. Low. God, King, Emperor of the world. That's me. That's my plan. My plan is total global domination. Whoa. Yes, as Gregory just said. Zombie for overlord. Vote me. I do it. I fix the world. I fix everything.
TJ, what are you talking about?
You do. All of your presidents are zombies. Have been for the last 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, yeah, I'm not stopping global, Gregory. It's just the first step. Then, it's the rest of the universe. Which. I have plans. They will be mine. And with that merry note, where's my mouse? Eek! It's a mouse.
It's right there.
We'll be right back.
song finishes. However, the next thing we shall do now is a small thing here.
Bubbles are life. Bubbles are bright. Bubbles are the stuff that sets it right. In the morning, they're the best, a starburst collage of life and jest. Intricate designs, the pattern of life, spinning outwards, full of strife. Each moment, a rewrite of the last, each breath, a pinprick of the past. Being brightness, merely a measure of good taste, a wash in the wind, a pattern of polish and haste. The brighter ones shine, one's life and their works, the more that one can enjoy the lifestyle and perks. Brightness is more than just about being happy and well-fed. It's also about the how much intent there is to spread. How could anyone not love a bubble as a toy? All the world's a bubble, and we are merely pinpricks on its surface. A surface surfeit of trouble. Of this, no double trouble rubble. Trouble rubble rubble, on the double a bubble. Toil, toil, trickle and bubble. By the pricking of my thumb, something wicked this way bubbles. I might be high a bubble, but no one. But on the life matter of stuff a bubble. Where, oh where, the bubble dares. The trouble has begun, and so too has the fun. When in the pocket of a bubble, out comes the trickle of trouble, toil, toil, trouble and double. The merry hob, the truck of stubble, is all the world boiled into a bubble. Just weird, that's me. That was Bubbles and Brightness by Zombie Zach. That's me.
Yay.
And we're back!
And did so Jack is the just squirrel.
Jack just called me Max Shakespeare. What the what?
I don't know. You gotta ask Jack, not me.
He don't know Jack.
Look, right there.
Squirrels, they're figments of your imagination. Illusions. Parsimonious pestilence.
They have your nuts!
They don't got my nuts.
You sure?
Positive. I killed that squirrel. I ate him.
He came back as a zombie.
No.
You didn't eat him enough.
He's still in my stomach. He's going rumbly, grumbly, grumbly, rumbly, grumbly, grumbly, rumbly, rumbly, rumbly. Hey, I got... No, I don't. He's trying, though. He certainly is trying to get out. I just hit him back down again. He's like, oh, okay, I'll be quiet. Little squirrels are getting out of my stomach. After I put them down there, they stay in there.
That poor little squirrel.
Yeah, but they're tasty. Deep fry them. They're great.
No.
Yes.
Don't deep fry the squirrels.
Oh, I'm telling you, man. Deep fried squirrel meat is like the bomb diggity, yo.
No, I saw this cutest squirrel yesterday. Zizi, it was so cute. It was so fat.
You are making fun of the fat squirrels?
No,
that's not very politically correct,
so
you know.
Cute.
Yes,
I wanted to
right.
take pictures of it. It was so cute. I want to keep him for a pet.
You did say you weren't on the meds today, right?
No, I'm not on any meds today.
Good. Because you know why they're getting fat at this time of the year, right? It's hibernation time!
I know. I'm going to hibernate with them, too.
Good luck with that.
I hate winter.
Right. Winter's good for you. Builds character. Put snow on the ground.
Blah. Snow. Ugh.
But it's good for you.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's cold.
Right. That's good for you. Helps develop your muscles.
Nah.
No, not... Yeah, it's actually quite true. I mean, cold, what happens is, without that shot of cold for about 3 to 4 months a year, you would become... Californian. You don't want that, do you? Oh my god. Oh my god. Like, totally tubular, eh?
There's other places in the world that don't get snow.
No, but they're like a totally tubular toe, you know? They've emphasized their T's with like ticker-tacker, ticker-tacker, ticker-tacker tape.
But...
Don't do
I don't
it.
Think UW gets snow either.
Yes, he does. He said he got snow in the mountains. Dude. Valley? No, man, dude. Yeah, okay, dude. No, I don't.
Yeah,
do that.
You did a Canadian Valley dude, W.
No, man, I did a Valley girl Canadian. Yo, get right, get it in the mick it.
I think we need to bonk ZZ over the head and send him to bed.
Won't work. Tried that before. Didn't work then, won't work now.
Really?
Yep.
Did you do the bonking? Because you might not have bonked enough.
I self-bonked myself. No, I'm quite safe. I'm sure I'm not safe self-bonking. There will be no self-bonking here. Well, maybe later, but no bonking here. I have to find the right girl there before that. See, Gregory got it, and then Figurely's for you. You were taking a little while to figure onto that one, young lady. I mean, seriously,
Me? Come
on.
No, as I was saying it, I was like, should that be coming out of my mouth? I can't put the words back in.
Mm-hmm. You said them, you spread them.
I said them, and I couldn't take them back. Mm-hmm. Ah.
Hey, Jack's eating. We should talk about more self-bonking. Hey, I heard that there's squirrels, when they bonk, they just look furry. It's like, it's not two creatures, it's like one creature just trying to become one. It's like, wow, man, that's just weird. Yes, TJ, zombies can bonk. That is correct. We can. We are fully mostly capable.
Hey, as long as anyone has the bits and pieces, they can bonk.
Well, you do know that there is some other element required for a little bit more bonk, which requires blood flow. Now, technically speaking, zombies don't really have much in the way of blood flow anymore. They do have
a capacious
ability to consume the blood, and then that blood flows, and it flows down. So after being full, maybe there can be some bonking going on. But after they're not full anymore, the bonking stops.
Okay, I have a question for you then.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the chat room can help answer it. Because I kind of figured anything undead, as in zombies and vampires, didn't really have the blood flow.
That's what I just said. Speaking, listening, saying thing, I said that.
Right.
Yes.
Vampires, though, right?
Yes.
They don't have the blood flow.
They have the blood flow down. One way, direction. They consume, it goes down, down. And yes, to the rigor mortis, that only means stiffness. That doesn't necessarily mean anything more. And true.
Okay,
vampires
so you're
have
saying
some magic.
That the vampire thing is the same as the zombie thing. Like, once you eat, you can...
EW just said a forever flagpole. I liked it. That's funny. A forever... Hey, honey! Look at my forever flagpole! Oh, my goodness. That's just... Dee-diddly-dangly-doo. Yes, stiffness is not a pushing rope. I would tend to agree with that. And yes, as Matthew says, demonic energy! Because, you're going to have zombies, you're going to have vampires. They're dead! What's going on? They must be dead! So there might be some demonic stuff going on there, too. I like it. But I'm going to stick with the forever flagpole. I'm going to use that tonight at some point. Hey! Yes? How's it going? Oh, great. How's your flagpole? It's forever! Oh, righty then. Can you tell that I happen to like a little bit of Jim Carrey? Oh, righty then. I like Jim Carrey. He's funny.
Just the images running around in my head right now.
My ass can speak, yes. Wah, 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 wah. And by the way, that was my ass talking.
Ugh.
I put the microphone down there. Now it's a little stinky, so it's like, okay. What?
But you're a zombie, isn't it?
Gregory just saw
stinky?
The Mask for the first time last night? Dude! Seriously? That's an awesome movie.
What? Someone just saw it for the first time?
Apparently. By the way, don't watch The Mask 2. That one sucked.
That was a sad one.
Yeah, and Son of the Mask was like, bleh, bleh, bleh. Nah, not so good.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to do
some... got worse.
Tybo. I'm going to do some Tybo now. I need some things to hit.
What?
I need some things to hit. Oh, there we go.
Hit that thing over there.
It's too late. I already hit the squirrel.
No, don't hit the squirrels.
Too
so
late.
Cute.
You do realize I don't like cute, right?
I mean,
after
I
all
like
this period,
cute, right?
After all this period of time, it's like, yeah, all that cute really does is it gets that need to eat going in me. I cute. Yeah. Let's eat that. So apparently Greg is next year. I could eat a cheeseburger.
So apparently you have a cow over there?
I could eat a cheeseburger. Hey, Molly.
Yes?
Hook up a cheeseburger. I'm hungry.
Okay. One cheeseburger. Coming up.
Make sure there's bacon on it. Cute and adorable little cats. I don't think I really do cute and adorable little cats too well. I'm allergic. They make me go sneeze. Hitchu! I don't like that.
No, I don't do cats either.
Well, I would hope not.
Oh my god. I'm just not gonna talk the rest
do,
of the show.
Do, 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 da, 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 da. Da 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 da. I'm jumping. See, sorry, I did tell you I was tired, right? I was fully. I was fully warning all liability absolution commentaries at the beginning of the show were totally not given. So ha.
Folks, we have a tired zombie here.
Night, Gregory.
Night, Gregory.
Yes, as TJ says, we don't get tired. We just keep going. We roll on forward and never stop till we drop. When we drop...
And they get hyper.
A little bit. A little bit. No, maybe a lot.
I think a lot.
Yeah, I ran out of cookies today, too.
Oh! Mm-hmm. A zombie without cookies?
I had my allotment for the day in the morning, so that was good that for the whole day. But, like, tomorrow could be some trouble for the world.
Oh, God. Guys, get these people, the zombie cookies!
Mm-hmm.
I can't even talk how important it is.
Mm-hmm. I may have to stop by and pick up a couple of handfuls of humans. Take their brains. Yep.
Get him cookies, hurry!
Yep.
He's going to Tennessee first, TJ. You better get cookies.
Tennessee? I heard they have cookies there.
That's what I heard.
Oh, Matthew was actually asked a very pertinent, relevant question that's very... It's important. Now, the crazy thing is most of the people listening to the show are Americans. Or, sorry, not Canadians. I am, as we all know... Canadian. My favorite cookie, the ones that I like to eat in the morning, are called Fudgios. Fudgios is God's gift to the world in tiny little package form of round, yummy bite goodnesses.
Now, what are Fudgios?
Do you know what an Oreo is?
Yes.
Now, imagine that Oreo made from fudge instead of white material, whatever the hell that stuff is called.
Oh, it's just Oreos with chocolate filling.
Not chocolate, fudge.
You know what's really good?
No, I do. It's called Fudgios.
No, even better than Fudgios. Do you like brownies?
I have been known to partake a few,
You like Oreos?
I do.
Okay, so you take the brownie batter. Okay.
Yes.
And you put cupcake papers in the cupcake tin?
I don't eat cupcake papers.
No, you're not. The papers aren't to eat. It's so you can get the brownies out of the tin easily. Okay. So you put the cupcake papers in.
So you're saying we're making brownies.
You put a dab of the brownie mix in the bottom of all the cupcake papers. Okay. Then you put Oreo on top. Then you put more brownie on top. So it's a brownie with Oreo goodness in the middle.
Okay.
Because I know you don't like peanut butter.
Hell no.
But for the peanut butter lovers out there, you do the same thing with the brownie. You put peanut butter on both sides of the Oreo. You put it down in the brownie batter. And then you put more brownie batter on top of it and cook it. Oh, my God.
That's just a waste of good cookie. Peanut butter. Pui. However, do you know what is really good with an Oreo? Chop it all up. Chop it all up. Throw it in your ice cream. Yum, 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 yum.
I always liked making dirt cups.
I don't like dirt in my cups.
No, it's just chocolate pudding with crumbles of Oreo chopped up all on top of it. Ooh, and gummy worms.
Butterscotch pudding. Yeah, I should probably pick some of that up. I could go for some of that right now. You know, I think I'm going to have to open up an eating show. Yep.
Yeah, but we can't allow mustard in it.
No mustard. Or ketchup. Or relish. Relish is disgusting.
Why not ketchup? I like ketchup.
Ketchup has no redeeming value whatsoever. It's red paste.
It's tomatoes.
It's not tomatoes.
Yes, it is.
So I hate to tell you this, but it's not tomatoes. No. Ketchup is red dye number one. Water.
Tell me this.
Ammonia sulfide.
I don't want to know.
And dioxafetin. Okay.
I don't want to know.
So it's not really tomatoes. They just make it look like it's tomatoes, but they're not. It's really just red goo.
I don't want to know.
You know that pink slime shit that they're feeding kids in the schoolrooms?
Oh, no. Yep. No.
That's the base.
I don't want to eat anymore. I'm not listening.
La la la. Ooh, whipped cream. Yes, let's have whipped cream.
I'm not listening.
Okay, I'm going to start up a food channel. Zombie food for the famished. Are you hungry all the time? Does your belly always scream in rimble or rhyme? I don't know what a rimble is, but I thought it sounded good, so I threw it in there. So, hey, do you know what? Come watch our show. We're the zombie cooking show. Wait, we don't really actually cook anything, but we eat lots. We always eat. We're always happy to eat, and we're always happy to bring them over for dinner. Did you want to bring us over for dinner? We'd come over. Yes. Invite us over to dinner. We'll bring it. We'll bring it. Consider it brought already, even. Yeah. Sorry, I'm doing gang signs now. It's great that nobody has a video camera on me in here, because I'm kind of twitchy. I don't know why. I am, however, doing karate stretches too, so it's probably a good idea not to be around me when I do the show. I might even twirl like a ballerina. You can't hear it, but I am. So, what kind of movies we got looking to look forward to? Oh, hey, I know. The Hobbit. I want to watch that.
I'm going to see one tomorrow night.
What movie are you going to see?
Twilight.
I don't want to hear about it. I told you no before I even said it. I didn't want to hear about it. I get email, a lot of email all the time. And I was on the phone with a vendor when I was scrolling through my email. And I said, why the f... And I used the word F-bomb. I didn't use the actual F-bomb. I used the actual F-bomb word. Why the hell? Why the F are they sending me this? And she was on the phone. It's like, oh, what? Oh, geez, sorry. You didn't hear that. It's Twilight. I can't stand that stuff. Delete. I'm sorry.
I'll send you a bunch of Twilight stuff.
I'm sorry, Jazzy. I just really can't get behind any of it. It just sounds so... what's the word I'm thinking here? I could come up with a few... could come up with a bunch of them.
You can't think of it as vampires.
I'm not actually even thinking about it as vampires. I'm not a vampire freak.
EW.
Yeah.
EW in the chat room.
EW has his own issues about vampires because he's got his own thing about vampires. I'm not as hooked up on the vampire. My favorite vampire movie, by the way, is Innocent Blood. And if he knows his vampire movies, he'll know that one. I'm just seeing if there's going to reply on there. If anybody knows that one. I don't know why I'm using the snark noises now every once in a while, but I seem to have started accommodating. That. Twilight, to me, I tried reading the book. I really did. I picked up the book. I looked it up. I read a page, and it made my eyes bleed because it wasn't very well written. I'm sorry, I just really, after that one page, it was like I couldn't get beyond how bad the words were put together. All of the words were, just my opinion, personal opinion, not necessarily shared by the rest of the TMV Cafe or any other person who likes reading. It's appeared to be read at the grammar and level of education of a 5-year-old. And I'm not dissing anybody. It just was written for people with less comprehension of the English language. I mean, there's no big words in it at all. The biggest word was
not
like
everyone likes
running.
Big words.
What do you mean nobody, everybody likes big words? Everybody
I don't
needs.
Like big words.
Okay. You need big words. Do you know why?
I don't need big words.
You do need big words. Do you know why?
I'm afraid of big words.
Exactly. You're afraid of big words. You have to challenge yourself to get beyond what you are now so that you can become better in the beyond in the next. Because if your words don't start accommodating bigger concepts, bigger constructs, bigger metaphors, the bigger thought thingies, guess what? You're going to have a very unfulfilling and interesting life full of the magnanimity of cool new words and stuff. And then your brain is going to be, oh, look, candy floss. Come on,
candy?
Big words. Big words.
No big words.
Come on, Give me a big word.
No.
Just one. Give me one.
No.
Give me one big word.
No.
If you don't give me a big word, I'll be throwing big words on your Facebook page.
Go for it.
And I'll throw math problems on there.
Oh, God. Math?
Yep.
No.
And charts.
No.
And charts. I'll throw some charts up. Give me one big word. One, just one.
Ball sack.
I'm sorry?
Ball sack.
However, that is two syllables, so it is not it is definitely not monosyllabic.
I go with Jack. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
All right. Now, what does it mean?
I don't know. You said give you a big word. Not
I did?
Tell you the meaning of said big word.
Okay. All right. This is true. I will accept that. I will accept that. However, next week...
No.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. I feel a cold coming.
And that might be good for some people to be as an excuse to get away from something. However, you instead are talking to a zombie. And this zombie... Oh, look, War Dog finally joined the conversation at 9 minutes before the end of the show. Dude!
Hey, War Dog, we should talk to War Dog.
We are talking to War Dog. Or if we've been talking about War Dog the entire show, for crying out loud, now that he shows up, we're going to talk about him specifically while he's here. Yo. And yes, I'm doing gang signs again. Every time I do yo, you know, you have to do that whole crossed arm things with the fingers like
no, you
that.
Don't.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Says who?
Says everybody in the chat room. Show of hands. Everybody, chat room.
Don't show your hands.
Do it. You know what's good for you. Sorry, there's a little bit of a time delay on here. Well, Jack doesn't because I know Jack. He's not likely to. He's got a cat named Sneaky. Backwards cap.
Aww, oh, I don't know, Matthew. A cat named Sneaky.
Matthew, I don't do backwards cap. That's like wearing your pants down below your butt cheeks. Run! No, can't do it. Why not? Pants down below my butt cheeks. Good, you're zombie bait. We're out of here. Come on, that's funny. See?
You only have Matthew to run faster funny. Than the slowest person.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you know the style of pants clothing where your pants is down below your butt, right?
Yes.
Okay, you know you can't run with that, right?
Yes.
Okay, so it's like
I've seen
zombie
people
bait.
Try.
I've seen them try too. It's like, look, I'm a dork. I'm running. Oh, I can't go run fast. Oh, I can only do. Oh, dunk, dude, you're zombie bait. What do you mean? You're zombie bait, bro. It's funny. I like people who wear those pants like that. 'Cause it's like, hey, you're zombie bait, bro. And I keep saying the zombie bait, bro, because it's like, bro, yo. And it is funny, Jack, and sad. And what's even sadder is that most people wearing that style of dress have no idea what it means, where it comes from. Would you like to take a guess at what it means, where it comes from? Huh?
It comes from presents, and yes. It means you're willing to receive.
I'm willing to get. Bend me over and give it to him. Yeah, that's what that means. It means, look, I'm so pretty. I'm so pretty. My butt's ready to receive. It's like, what the hell, people? Learn something. Move. Become smarter. It bugs me sometimes. See, this show, by the way, there was a possibility that Jazzy wasn't going to show up today, people. This show, if she hadn't, was going to be me completely ranting about everything. I might do that next week. Ooh. But it's been fun. Have you had fun there this evening there, Jazzy?
I have, and I'm so glad that what was going to keep me away from coming didn't happen.
Well, that's good. Because I know...
Oh, such a relief.
I know you really didn't want that third arm on the back, right? It's like, it's just going to be awkward at parties. Like,
no,
hey, how you doing? Stick your hand out. It's
back.
Like, whoa, the third arm comes out. It's like, what the hell, bro? Stay back there. People don't want to see that third arm. And apparently War Dog is being weirded out by something. Okay. I'm going to stick with
sorry,
the okay.
Sorry, War Dog.
And we did. Don't we talked about War Dog all night. And we talked about Monk. And we talked about Cookies. And we talked about Killraven. And Bubba Hotep.
And the squirrels.
No, the squirrels just made nuisances of themselves and ran around going, squee! Giggity. Giggity. No giggity?
Really?
Giggity. Boop. EW, I'm sorry to let you know a little secret here. I hyper, no coffee in this body, ever. I have not had a drop of coffee in over 38 years, because when they tried to feed it to me the one time, I was like, what the hell is this crap? Get it the hell away from me. And ever since, I have not been able to actually tolerate the smell of most coffees. It's even worse. Well, no, coffee I can stand the smell of better than pickles. Pickles, mustard, ketchup, the smell of these things will drive me up the freaking wall.
Okay, someone has to bring me deep fried pickles next week.
Ha, good luck with that.
And ranch.
No, that's disgusting.
The deep fried pickles in.
That's
yeah.
Disgusting. Cha.
Oh my god, it's so good.
No. You will not be getting any of that crap from me. Ever.
I never said you, I said somebody.
That's fine. You're gonna have to poke that somebody's over there to get you the help on that, right? Yes, not me. No. Zathras, not the one. No. Not the one. Not me. Not the one. Zathras, no, he is not the one. I bet you one person may get that reference. Greg would have gotten that reference, but he left. Huh?
Sleepy sleep.
Who's going sleepy sleep?
Greg.
No, he was going home from work. Oh! More than one person's going to get that reference then. Matthew got it. Awesome!
What am I supposed to tell more?
Wait. I have met somebody else in the chat room. I've met Matthew before, too. He was at a convention. I met him.
What do you want to know more of, War Dog?
What? Who wants to know more of what?
I don't know. War Dog said, tell us more, Daffy.
I think he wanted to know more about your obsession with deep-fried pickles.
They're so good!
You know that he could construe that as a euphemism for something else, correct?
They're not whole pickles, sorry.
I'm just saying, everything can be euphemized.
I know, and apparently I need to just, like, duct tape my mouth. Oh, he wants the someone. I mean anybody, like, just bring me some deep fried pickles.
Ugh, pickles. Just so wrong. However, this show is about ready to wrap up. I'd just like to say a couple things. Everybody, thanks for coming on and enjoying our little fun tete-a-tete and discussion-macating as we're doing here. And after us, after Rot, that's us, after Rot, woohoo. What's on next, Jazzy?
The pie! The free pie!
And it's all request night on free pie! Woohoo!
Woohoo!
So he's got a bunch of tunes that he's going to roll. EW, I'm sure, is going to have some fun. Post-Rot, yes, see? We're the poster child for the rot. And then after that, we have Mental Candy, where Joan is having her birthday.
Yay! Happy birthday, Joan!
Yeah! And you all come back now. And I think on that merry note, we shall roll the end credits. Thanks, gang!
If you go down in the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their pick.